It's the first edition of The Record for 2014. I'm Steve Scherr.
And I'm Marcy Silman. Happy New Year. It is official. Recreational marijuana is now legal in Colorado. Voters there and here in Washington State approved legalized pot last year, but Colorado's the first place to actually put the law into practice. Ben Marcus is a reporter for Colorado Public Radio. He's been watching the implementation of this new law. Ben, welcome back to The Record.
Thanks for having me again.
Can you describe what went on yesterday, the first legal day of pot sales?
I think everybody was surprised at how many people showed up to buy marijuana. You know, nobody had any idea what the demand would be. But as the day went on, you know, when I first got out there at 6 in the morning, 2 hours before the shops were meant to open, there was maybe a dozen people. And I thought, well, this is kind of what we expected, that it would be this kind of small trickle, more of a whimper than a bang.
Uh-huh.
But as the day went on, hundreds of people were lining up at the state's 40 dispensaries that opened yesterday.
Who were these people? Where'd they come from?
Many of them were from out of state. I visited a dispensary downtown Denver, and they said that 5 different countries, 25 different states, 1,000 people came through the doors of that dispensary yesterday. They say that in the 3 years of doing medical marijuana, nothing had ever come close to that. And so they have very high hopes about the future.
How much tax mean they're going to rake in from this? You mentioned 40 dispensaries actually opened yesterday. How many were projected to be opening?
Well, it was always going to be a slow process. You have to get state-level license approval. Then you have to get local-level license approval. So going through all that paperwork is really tough. We have 515 medical dispensaries in the state. It's likely that most of those will switch over throughout this year. But the only 40 of them were able to get everything done in time to be open on January 1st. And I can guarantee that they are happy they did.
Good business. We're talking with Ben Marcus, who's a reporter for Colorado Public Radio. Are most of the dispensaries in urban areas throughout the state? Where exactly?
Really actually spread throughout the state. Now, Denver has most of the medical dispensaries, so it's likely going to have most of the recreational. But there are dispensaries in Telluride and ski towns like Breckenridge, down in Pueblo, which is about 2 hours south of Denver. Really, only in Colorado Springs, which has banned recreational marijuana, will you see a really big gap in services.
And what exactly are they buying? What's for sale?
Well, whatever you want. You know, there's many different strains of plant material you can buy, hybrids, indicas, sativas that all do different things to your mind and your body. There's also edibles. Many people are buying edibles. I think many have probably never experienced that. But here in Colorado, we have a highly evolved edibles making industry. And so there are many chocolate goodies and goldfish that you can buy that are laced with marijuana.
Yeah, I've heard about olive oil here in Washington State. You mentioned that Colorado Springs banned pot dispensaries. Is that something that they're allowed to do legally or something that they sort of jumped the state law to do?
No, Amendment 64 allows Amendment 64 is our legalization amendment.
Okay.
Here in Colorado, and it allows localities to pretty much do whatever they want, except banning, you know, private in-home smoking. They can ban the retail sale of marijuana. And Colorado Springs is significant because it's the third largest city in the state. It was the second most medical dispensaries in the state with 70. And all of those businesses aren't allowed to switch to recreational. I'm sure there is some envy coming from Colorado Springs as to the kind of business that's being done up in Denver.
You have a sales tax in Colorado, right?
We have a sales tax. Many local governments have local sales tax, and we have marijuana taxes.
So theoretically, a governmental entity could make a lot of money if they allowed these things to be in their city, their town, their county.
Well, it's not even theoretical. The medical business has been making money for years. In Denver, taxes were in the multi-million dollar level. And you think about, that's an industry that even cities just around it don't have. It's a huge advantage when, you know, budgets are being trimmed and library hours are being cut back to have, you know, $5 million mm-hmm. in marijuana tax revenue. That certainly helps.
What happens next for the recreational pot industry in Colorado?
Well, I think the biggest concerns right now are supply. You know, they were able to take a lot of their medical supply and convert it over to recreational. But if demand keeps up like this, if it stays this strong, which I don't think people are even hoping it does, there could be some serious shortages on the horizon. You know, this isn't a product that you can go out of state to refill your stock shelves
well,
with.
Well, there is one state where you'll be able to do that, here in Washington.
Ah, that's true. I don't think it can be imported into Colorado. Right now, dispensaries have to grow their own product.
It's fascinating. Well, we'll be watching because it's a model for what happens here in Washington State. Ben Marcus, reporter for Colorado Public Radio, thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.